Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kingdom Gathering Online Church. This is your host for today, Pastor Jenny Torres from Houston, Texas, and our topic for today will continue on the Holy Spirit. Please take a moment, if you can, to get a pen and something to write with. You will be blessed as you study these scriptures. I am excited for this morning because we're going to continue on the gifts of the Spirit, and I urge you strongly that after this program is over, take time and go over your notes so that you can continue a further study on the gifts of the Spirit. Last week, I finished the topic of prophecy. We have been speaking about the vocal inspiration gifts, which are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And this moment, we're going to start on the revelation gift. The first gift I want to talk about is distinguishing between spirits or discerning of spirits, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. Those are considered in these categories revelation gifts. And then the last category, which is the power gifts, are the gifts of faith, gifts of healing, and working of miracles. So let me take a moment and read the scriptures for you again. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 4 to verse 11. And it says in the following manner, they are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. They are different differences of ministry, but the same Lord. And they are diversity of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. We must keep that in mind. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. And that's where we can find the gifts of the speaking about, the nine gifts. We have clarified tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. We said that tongues and interpretation equals prophecy, and you can go back and listen to these recordings, and you will be extremely blessed, because I know that in the churches sometimes they don't have time to discuss these matter, or you probably haven't been taught more profoundly about these gifts. But today I just want to make clarifications, and we're just going to hit the surface because we want to be able to cover all things as we continue to study. Also, there is in Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to read that to you immediately. In Ephesians chapter 4, it talks the ministerial gifts, which are in chapter 4, I'll start from verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Bless God. So now we're going to drop down to verse 11. It says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the working of ministry, for the edifying of Christ, of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. Now we see there the ascension gifts or the ministerial gifts. They're known with these two names. And these, of course, are different from those gifts that we are talking right now. So let's continue with the nine gifts, and we're going to go very quickly to the revelation gifts. And so distinguishing of spirits, discerning of spirit is the first one, then word of knowledge and word of wisdom. Now the revelation gives are manifest as God supernaturally reveals the identity and nature or activity of spirits. I'm going to repeat that. The revelation gifts, okay, are the manifestation as God supernaturally reveals the identity, nature, or activity of spirits, or when he supernaturally reveals knowledge or wisdom to his people. This revelation comes into our minds through our spirits in form of a thought, impression, feeling, dream, or vision. These three revelation gifts are the discerning of the spirits, or distinguishing between spirits, the word of knowledge, and the word of wisdom. Those are the revelation gifts. Just as the gifts of vocal inspiration that we talked about last week work together, the revelation gifts flow together almost as one. We separate them in this study for the purpose of understanding them. So I just want to let you know that we separate them. But the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, distinguishing of spirits usually work together. So let us continue on. Sometimes we have confusion in our minds to whether we are operating in the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge, or distinguishing between spirits. One reason for the confusion is that we often operate in more than one of these gifts. And these three gifts, like I said in the beginning, operate together. It is necessary to know which gift we are receiving. We simply allow to flow the Holy Spirit in us as he wills. So even if you don't know which gift you're flowing in, just flow in the Spirit. This can come through prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. And God can give you a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge or distinguishing of spirits. I'll give you an example. The gift of discerning between spirit may alert us to the fact that a person who has come to a prayer has a demonic spirit. You're not going to know exactly what it is unless God reveals it to you, or you see what this person is speaking. You know that that does not agree with the word of God. And the Holy Spirit will not, never understand me, never contradict the word of God. The Holy Spirit and the word are one. And you have to get that into your mind as you're discerning what spirit is being manifest in that hour. And then take this point too, the character of the person, how they're speaking. You can usually tell what type of person it is, because when this gift is in operation, the distinguishing between spirits, the manifestation of the human spirit will be shown by God. God doesn't want his church to be ignorant. And so we need to know what spirit is manifesting at a given time. Bless God. Bless the Lord. So when we look at distinguishing of spirits, we can see the spirit of God, the human spirit, and Satan's kingdom. So you need to really understand the word, pray, and be in tune with the Holy Spirit so that God can manifest his presence within the congregation or wherever you go to fellowship. The Spirit of God will speak to us. Will give us revelation of the truth that's in the Bible. He won't add or take away. He comes in agreement with the word of God. So when we're in operation of discerning of spirits, we can test the spirits behind an expression, a tongue, interpretation, or prophecy. This is why this gift is major in the church. This is not by emotion. It is not given through any other revelation, but the revelation of God in the moment that is needed to be manifest within the congregation. God doesn't want his people to be deceived, so we should expect this gift to be manifest in the congregation. You and I have to be able to discern what type of spirit is coming forth. And as we train our hearts and our minds before God and continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we will then distinguish what type of spirit is manifesting. On a side note, you and I have to be careful if there's something in our hearts against a person or persons in which you may feel some kind of biased notion. You have to be careful because you don't want to accuse a person of being something that they're not. So you have to know that as you operate in love. That is the principle of all spiritual understanding, walking in love, obeying God in His word, and make sure that you are not speaking against a person. That's very important. You have to be very, very careful. These are God's people in which we're ministering to, so we have to be careful. You know, all of the gifts have a specific purpose and will profit all of us like we read in the scriptures. So why am I reiterating this? Because it's very important for you and I to know that this is part of what God wants us to flow in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us not be quick to judge or cast any shadow of doubt on anyone, because there has been a lot of confusion in the church because these gifts have not been manifest properly. So what happens is the door shuts. No one wants to hear this, and no one has to, you know, wants to understand it. They think that it's not of God. So the revelation is very important. The revelation gifts are major in the church. And you and I have to know when this spirit is operating and telling us what we need to know. We find some examples about distinguishing between spirits. We see this in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16 to 18. Write it down so that you can study it later on. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her master much profit by fortune telling. The gift followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned to the Spirit and said, "I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. Now, was this a spirit of divination trying to cover its existence by giving a good report? Yes. She even tried to fool, it even tried to fool the men of God. But because Paul was operating in the gift of discerning of spirits, he noticed it right away. Remember, and I repeat this again, God doesn't want us to be ignorant of spirits around us. The spirits we are in business with, the spirits which exist in our arena. And that's for a later study, the strongholds that can be in the city. We can talk about principalities and powers, but that's for a later date. So we see that when a spirit is operating in a person, it should be talking the oracles of God, and you have to distinguish if this person is really talking about the Spirit of God and what God is revealing. We are of God and have to know the difference between spirit of truth and spirit of error. And you can know that as you pray, as God uses you in the gift, but far and foremost has to be the word. You have to study the word of God and know what the scripture says so you can know what is going on in your atmosphere. So we also go to a scripture in Acts chapter 8 from verse 7 to 9, and it's talking about Simon, who saw the manifestation of laying on hands and the people were receiving the Holy Spirit, and he wanted this gift. So we see in Acts 8 from 7 to 9, it says, "For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was a great joy in the city. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great." Listen, when the Spirit of God came upon Samaria. There was already someone praying, or rather moving in a spirit of error. Now we look at Acts 13:18-24. Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing miracle signs which were done. Now when Simon saw through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me the power also that anyone whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." Wow. And so we see this man who was a sorcerer came in, was baptized, and he then wanted to operate in a gift that wasn't endowed with. So we see that he wanted the gift, but he should have prayed that God could use him in specific gifts. Now, I'm very cautious when this manifestation happens with new believers, especially if they do not know the word. Now, I want you to take note. It is not that I'm not saying that they could be used, but we have to have certain people around these new believers to see that what they're operating in is the Holy Spirit. Again, do not make an accusation, but be careful of what's going on around you so that you can see what's going on. Another scripture is found in Acts 13 from verse 6 to 12. Please read that on your personal time, and we will continue with the word of knowledge. Now, I know that there are probably questions about the revelation gifts, but hold it until later on. I will gladly answer. Now, the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts, present or past, about a person or situation which was not learned through the natural mind. It will often interrupt the natural thoughts of our minds. It will come as a thought, a word, a name, a feeling, an impression, a vision, or as an inner knowing. Even as the word is a small part of a sentence, the word of knowledge is a small part of God's total knowledge of the situation. And God wants to show what's going on through a word of knowledge. Now, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom differs somewhat. But I want to continue on before I go through the differences of what is the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. So we see that the word of knowledge isn't an excuse for spending time in studying the word. You need to study. As 2 Timothy 2:15 says, and everyone knows this verse, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we magnify God, because it isn't that we spend a lot of time in the word is a supernatural manifestation, the word of knowledge, but we are acquired to know the word before we are operating in a gift that we don't have any knowledge about. And I don't want any new person to get discouraged, but please, when you receive a revelation, take it to someone whom you trust, who is a leader, and or you know that this person knows what they're doing to help you manifest this gift in your life. So human knowledge, it's a natural acquired through education, scientific investigation, and life experience. It is not the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge comes to us supernaturally. Bless God. So we know that we can also see evil supernaturally. We can see the things that can go on in the spirit. And actually, in our lifetime, we've seen people that come to us and speak to us something, if we don't know who they are and they are not believers, we shouldn't be so quick to believe, because Satan has his agents also to speak into different lives. And what that is an evil spirit to twist the word of God in your life, or to twist what God wants to do and deliver his people. The word of knowledge is spiritual, and it began the moment that we accepted our Lord as Savior. We can see this manifestation of the gift when we trust and we lean on who God is. Supernatural revelation from God of certain facts presented past or present, which the mind did not know naturally. Now, a word of caution. If someone has been speaking to me, and this can happen, it's happened to me as I've spoken in different churches, will come and tell me some information, and that will inhibit the Spirit of God if he wants to use me in the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom. It will inhibit me because you already gave me information, and I don't want to flow in my natural mind. I want to flow in what God is revealing to me. So I rather not hear anything than hear something, because I'm going to be quiet. I will not speak out to that person that you were speaking about or what's going on in the church. If you trust God and you've been praying, just trust God that he's going to bring a revelation according to his purpose and his will. You be still and know that he is God. He will bring revelation knowledge to you. So just be still. If someone comes and speaks, God will confirm his word all the time. So we see that the purpose of this gift is to bring revelation knowledge of what God wants to do in the midst of his people. So the word of knowledge in operation, we can see that there's certain spirits. We can see that certain spirits are around us. Excuse me. The fact that we have received the word of knowledge doesn't mean that we act upon it immediately. Like I said, often we need to wait for a word of wisdom to tell us how to proceed. So you see that the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom operates together. At oftentimes, the word of knowledge and wisdom will operate simultaneously, oh my God, and allow immediate fulfillment of the word of God. A word of knowledge may be used by God to confront another person with a wrongful situation they are in. There are things that God will reveal to people that are already mature, that they will be able to speak and acknowledge that as God is using you simultaneously with the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, we need to be careful how we're going to present this to the person, because we want them to come to repentance. We don't want them to run away. So when God is revealing something, learn and mature in this gift before you embarrass someone. Always operate in the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. They usually work together. The Holy Spirit doesn't give words of knowledge to promote one's person above another. You see, we also need to be careful with any word that may come out of our mouth that is not the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. And the reason why they operate together is because the word of knowledge talks about a person's, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom talks about a person's past and present and gives an answer for a future. So God will bring clarity to the mind of the person in which they need to know what is going on in their lives and what is the next step to take. I've seen God bring a word of knowledge and you give it forth and you bless God and you keep going. Don't think of yourself more higher than you ought, because God will use any of us in these gifts, but depending on your maturity and the person that is with you training, you can grow in any of these manifestations of the Spirit, because God wants to use the body of Christ. There's also another scripture found in 1 Kings 19 from 4 to 14. You can look at those scriptures. And I want you not to be slothful in your, please read these scriptures so that you can verify what I'm saying, it's true. So the word of knowledge was in Jesus' life. It can be in our life because we're the body of Christ. We know that God will move powerfully as we yield to God in prayer and in fasting, and let God use us for the glory of his name. I have also been in churches where there's different manifestation, and a woman came up for prayer, and I had known there was something wrong with her because what was coming out of her was not in conformity to the word of God. So she came up for prayer the moment she came up, and I know that she wanted to disrupt, that spirit wanted to disrupt the service. So what happened? I called forth the spirit out of her, and so she was delivered and everyone was blessed. But I would make sure that this woman was not embarrassed, wasn't shamed, because only God knows what's operating in the person. We should be careful, have the spirit of wisdom, and know that we don't want to hurt. We want to edify the body of Christ. So now we go to the word of wisdom. The gift of the word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit given to the believer, God's wisdom to proceed on a course of action based on the natural or supernatural knowledge. You see, so God gives knowledge of what is going forth, and then he gives wisdom so you can proceed a course of action based on natural or supernatural knowledge. You see, these are things that we know. Wisdom we should have, but the supernatural word of wisdom is something that God reveals according to his plan and his purpose to the mind of the speaker, given to another person or the person themselves. I always look for confirmation when God speaks to me in the spirit about anything, because I want to make sure that when I'm going forth, it is confirmed. I always look for confirmation without saying a word. God will speak to me through the word preached that day, through a word of knowledge and wisdom, or something God will do to make me know through his word that this is the steps that I should take to go forth into the next level of ministry for my home. God can give you wisdom through people that you just speak with. I know there's been times that I have spoken to my mentor, and she has given me wisdom to proceed to the next thing, and she has been used in the word of wisdom and knowledge to speak to my heart to know what God wants me to do for the next level and revelation. And because I trust my mentor, I yield to the Holy Spirit, knowing that God has given her the word to speak to me. So the word of wisdom can come in many forms. It's also an inner voice, through a vision when awake, through a dream when you sleep, through other people operating in the gifts of tongue and interpretation or prophecy. The word of wisdom can be revealed through tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. Glory be to God. So we receive all these gifts through faith, and we should operate in faith so we would know what God wants us to do in a particular time and season. You know, when this gift is in manifestation, the word of wisdom, you can know because God is revealing something in your heart, giving you wisdom for a certain task that you have to do. And so we see that the word of wisdom often will reveal to us how to apply knowledge revealed through the word of God. So I know that we are coming to a close, but I want to let you know that we will stay online. I want you to know that the believer can suddenly have a new, fresh, creative word or phrase in his spirit. These words will more often interrupt the natural thought process as if they are interjected into our mind simultaneously or spontaneously. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, causing the believer to be aware of the will of God for the situation. It can happen anytime, anywhere. Sometimes when you least expect it, that is how you know it's the Holy Spirit and not yourself thinking of these things. It comes unexpectedly, but these revelations are always welcome to help us to help us carry out God's plan and purpose for the situation. So I want to leave you another scripture that is found in Matthew 7, verse 7, 8, and 11. Now, the difference between the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is that the word of knowledge deals with the facts, either present or past. The word of wisdom deals with understanding and how these facts should be acted upon according to God's plan. So we see that since the word of knowledge deals with facts in the past or present, it does not deal with the future. The word of wisdom deals with the future and supernatural wisdom in acting out God's will are revealed before it happens. These gifts are super important as we continue to walk in the Spirit and let God use any of us. Again, I have to repeat that, any of us, because it's very important for us to know this. Another example is found in John 11:4, 14, 17, and 23, when Jesus heard that and he's talking to the woman at the well, before he went to the woman at the well, he heard that Lazarus was sick, and he knew that he was going to resurrect Lazarus, so he had a word of wisdom and revelation from the Father, and he spoke forth saying that he will rise again. So we see that God reveals things. We also can find the rich young man in Matthew 19:16, 17, and 21, that God will reveal the hearts of men through the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. So I want to continue on and try to finish up our last set, if I can. It's the power gifts, the gifts of healings and working of miracles. So we know that there are three gifts of vocal inspiration: tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. These gifts are manifestation of God speaking through us. There are three revelation gifts, distinguishing between spirits or discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. These gifts are manifestations of God's revelation to us, things of the natural world or supernatural. So in other words, God can use these gifts of what's happening in the spiritual realm, but also in our physical realm. Whatever's going on, whatever that you're lacking, whatever decision you can make, God can give you a word of wisdom and knowledge. Now, there are basic things that we can take for granted that we can make decisions on, because God has given us a right mind, so we will make right decisions. But something that is very important to you as moving to another state or going forth in the Spirit, just ask God. God will use these gifts to speak to you. God desires to speak to the people of this world. Most of the time, he speaks through his believers. God wants to reveal many things to this world. Again, he wants to do this through the believers. God yields to reach the need of this generation, but he works through his people. That means he works through you and I. The one-man ministry using in all these gifts does not exist. It takes the body to come together and hear what God wants to do through these gifts, these power gifts, gifts of healing, gifts, plural, gifts of healing. That means there are different forms of gifts to heal certain diseases. So we trust God today for the anointing that breaks the yoke and removes the burden, and that God has done according to his will and his purpose. God bless. Now, I would like to ask if anyone has a question, a comment before we end the program. Please go forth in this very hour.
Good morning. Good morning. Blessings to all that have dialed in, those that are listening in through our live streaming. This is Apostle Minetta here. I am just totally blessed by today's teaching. Amen. It was anointed teaching, truly manna from above. And I thank God for Elder Jenny Torres for sharing the gift of teaching with us this morning. That's my comment. I will open up the line as well. I see we have Minister Lovey with us this morning. Any comment or question, Minister Lovey?
Good morning, good morning. I thank God for the word. I thank God for Elder Jenny. There were some things that I wasn't quite clear, but since she has thoroughly gone over the lesson, I now understand with a little more clarity and direction about the gift, especially of wisdom and of knowledge. So I thank you this morning for the impartation.
Amen. Amen. It is just amazing. Amazing over the several weeks that Elder Jenny has been imparting and teaching the Word of God on the Holy Spirit series. Who is the Holy Spirit? I encourage you to go back to our archives, our podcast for the last several weeks here on the Kingdom In Gathering Online Church, available to you for 24/7. You can go in and listen and re-listen to this awesome teaching about the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. It is a series that you cannot afford to miss, even as those that have been walking in the Spirit and been led by the Spirit, for us to be refreshed and revived by the teaching. Amen. I see there are other callers from all around the country that's a part. If you have a question, you can press star 1. I think that's the number, star 1, and that will raise your hand, and I can see you, and we can open up the phone line and unmute you if you have a question or comment. Amen. 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 I just, again, want to thank Elder Jenny for her commitment, her dedication to the people of God, to the things of God, and the ministry that God has entrusted in her hands. So we send blessings. We pray blessings upon her, her family, her ministry, and the things that God will have her to come forth in the future to do in the kingdom of God as he uses her to advance his kingdom throughout the earth. Amen, amen, amen. I'm opening up the line. If there is a question, you are welcome to ask. There may be not only a question, maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a prayer request that you would want us to pray with you this morning as well. We still have a few minutes for those that have called in live. We do have our prayer line open for you, and you can give us your first name and make your request known. Amen. No prayer requests. Any praise reports this morning? We are live. Amen. This is August the 28th, so you know it's live. Amen. Any questions, any comments? Anyone have a prayer? Well, we just thank God again for his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, and we will turn it back over to Elder Jenny for closing comments and a prayer and a blessing upon the people this morning. We look forward to you being back with us. Our announcements for this week coming up Monday through Friday, live at 5, Monday through Thursday, 5 a.m. You can participate, and that number is 1-605-562-3140, and the code is 313954. #. That is our ministry prayer outreach online conference call number Monday through Friday, live at 5. On this week, our online Bible study will be held on Wednesday, that's August 31st, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, as we complete the series on What Time Is It? Signs of the Time. It is our study and prophetic roundtable. It will continue, and that number is 1-605-562-3140. The code is 313954 and pound. What a powerful series we have had during the month of August. And stay tuned for upcoming series in September. September the 6th, we will start our new series, our study and prophetic roundtable. You do not want to miss. Also on your calendar, coming in the month of September, Saturday, September the 10th, we will be offering online courses on entrepreneurship and business development, our Kingdom Business School for Kingdom believers who God has given a gift, as Jenny was teaching about, a gift, a talent, a skill, or ability to monetize. He's given us the power to create wealth through our Kingdom Business School. We want you to be a part of that. And for those that live in metropolitan Detroit, on September the 10th, we will have a one-day Kingdom Entrepreneurship course, class, workshop for Christians. That's September the 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Power to create wealth. Amen. And then coming soon, mark your calendar, School of Ministry is coming in October. It is going to be free tuition to all. Registration is going to be required. There's going to be limited seating available. We'll bring more information as that School of Ministry date will start. Then we will have a School of Prayer coming in November 2016 online. So we are excited how God continues to bless the ministry, the works that he's entrusted in our hands. We need your support. We need your prayers. Amen. Yes, continue to pray for us. And pray for what God has entrusted in our hands, but we also need your financial support as well. Support our ministry, local and global outreaches that we are going forth into all the nations in the earth. And so your financial support is greatly appreciated. You can donate and contribute to the ministry via our PayPal account, which is paypal.com, using our email, which is faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. And so we thank God for your liberal giving in Jesus' name. If you've been blessed by what we're doing over the past and coming forth in the future. Amen, amen. Elder Jenny, we have about 3 minutes left for you to close us out with remarks and prayer. Amen. God bless each of you, and we look forward to you being back next week. This is Apostle Manetta here. God bless each of you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Manetta. These teachings were just the surface of how these gifts manifest. There's so much more to see and know about the gifts of the Spirit and the ministerial gifts. I want to bless each one today. I'm glad that everyone heard that these are recorded. Let's continue to search out the Word of God and the blessings of God and the provision of God. God will always provide us a way to be used by God. Don't hesitate to let the Spirit of God move in you, because God wants to use you and I. Father, we thank you for this time of unity in the spirit of discussing your word, of teaching. I thank you for the ability that you have bestowed upon me to teach. Lord, you know the hearts that will hear this recording, that you would bless them and increase them, that they would learn how to operate in the gifts and not shy away from what you want to do in their hearts. I thank you for salvation that will come even through these teachings. People will receive the Holy Spirit, will convert their hearts to you by faith in Jesus Christ. And I bless, Lord God, your people with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, that they would grow in the understanding and the wisdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. we'll be back next week.
God bless.